guys, episode one of the Fight Factory podcast. My name's Daniel Hodson. I'm going to be covering all the Australian MMA news and a bit of the international scene as well. Fight Factory, we got two stores. We sell all jiu-jitsu gear, MMA gear, boxing gear, wrestling gear, everything you guys could imagine. So check us out. We're at 107A Milner Street in Epping in Victoria and 2/11 Westwood Drive, Ravenhill, Victoria. All right, guys, first up, we've got Daniel Way after a huge win at AFC 10. And shortly after that, we've got Adam Milankovic. He's the promoter at AFC. He's going to give us a bit of a breakdown of what he thought the event ran. And yeah, so I hope you guys enjoyed. These were recorded a few weeks ago, so the settings might have changed and might have gained about 10 kilos. But yeah, I hope you guys enjoy, and then we'll be keeping you guys up to date fairly regularly with a few of the UFC guys fighting on the November card. All right, guys, our next guest is Daniel the Grasshopper Way, fresh off his victory at AFC 10 over Joe Muir. Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, no worries, mate.
Yeah, so yeah, it was a pretty good victory. They described him as a bit of a boxer, and I've been hearing some other things about him possibly being a bit of a wrestler as well. What did you know about him going into the fight?
Going in, I knew he was going to be a really strong opponent. Like, he's obviously a really big kind of intimidating guy. I knew of his hand skills. And from what I could tell, he'd done a bit of judo. But I found that he was mainly going to rely on his hands. He did start looking for the takedowns late in the first round. But I was mainly worried about his hands. I felt like I could always get up off my back if I was down there, and which I could. I got up from all three of his takedowns, and I just felt that he brought his boxing game in the end to a Muay Thai match, and I was able to open him up with some knees and elbows.
Yeah, it looked like he landed maybe one or two. Might have been an uppercut or a hook or something in the second round, was it? Looked like he landed something pretty decent. Did that?
It was down? He was swinging some overhands at me. Not much was hitting that hard. I never felt rocked or dazed. He did clip me a couple of times, but they were never like really significant strikes. I felt like they were landing, but I felt like I was rolling with them okay. But you know, he was definitely connecting a couple of times. We got into a bit of a brawl, I think, especially at the end of the first round. We both started swinging pretty wildly at each other. So I was really happy to put on an entertaining fight anyway, to say the least. I'm glad that it was a war, and I'm glad that, you know, we had the crowd at least what they came for.
Yeah, I'd have to – it would have been fight of the night for sure. I don't know. Do they do bonuses?
No bonuses, but no, I think we were awarded fight of the night for that one. I think we were the only fight to get past the second round apart from – oh, the main event went five rounds.
Yeah.
The main event, the only decision of the night.
Yeah, no, it was good. Have you had a chance to watch the fight again?
No, I haven't. I saw some of the highlights while I was there at the event, but I didn't get a chance to see the whole fight as of yet.
Yeah, because it looked like just before the fight got stopped from the cut that he kind of like he was hunched over and you were on his back, like throwing bombs, and it looked like he tapped.
Yeah, I actually thought that he had tapped, and I was very close to stopping then. But the ref wasn't stepping in. Yeah. I thought he might have been tapping from the ground and pound in the third round. Yeah. I was actually a little surprised he came out for the third round. He had pretty severe facial damage, and speaking to him the next day, he was finding it pretty hard to see. So I was surprised that to tell you the truth, I'm not surprised he decided to come out. He was a real warrior and he had a lot of heart, and any fighter would come out for the next round. But I was surprised his corner maybe let him come out. He was he was in a pretty bad way.
Yeah. So what do you train mostly like when you're getting ready for these MMA fights? I know you've got a pretty big background in the Muay Thai.
Yeah, I'm always kind of like sharpening my Muay Thai skills. I like to make sure that, I mean, that's what I'm confident in, and that's, you know, what I like to bring, and that's what I feel like lets me get these fight of the nights and, you know, lets me put on these performances. But, you know, I'm always practicing my jiu-jitsu and my wrestling, but mainly as a backup and as a kind of like get back to my feet tactic.
Yeah. The Thai clinch is a bit of a deadly weapon for you.
yeah, it's been working pretty well for me.
Yeah,
so far.
And I suppose you, how tall are you?
I'm 190 centimeters, so
Yeah.
6'3".
So you're going to have a bit of a height advantage over most guys that you fight at
Yeah.
middleweight, and which is
Joe was
perfect.
probably the tallest opponent I've fought at middleweight so far.
Yeah, he looked like he must have cut a bit of weight. He's a bit of a
Yeah.
specimen.
Yeah, no, he was a big boy, and I think a lot of people were a bit worried for me. In fact, I actually managed to get a look at some of the TAB results, and I was only backed 10%. The 90% of backers had gone for Joe, mainly just from those weigh-in photos, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, it's pretty interesting fight, and yeah, have they contacted you about anything in the future yet, or I think they're doing a card in November.
Yeah, I have been spoken to on the night about the card in November,
Yep.
asking if I was interested and available, and I am. So I'm hoping that I get a match. No word as of yet as to who that match might be.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, have you fought Daniel Kelly yet?
I have actually. I fought Daniel Kelly about 2.5 years ago, and that one was stopped pretty soon. He
Yeah.
got the takedown and armbar on me pretty quickly.
Oh yeah, actually, yeah, I've seen the. I think it was on his highlight.
Oh, right. Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. I had to change computers. Had it all set up before, but yeah. Oh, maybe it's time for a rematch.
Love that. I'd love that to see,
Yeah.
whatever's happening with Steve Kennedy and Dan Kelly, like going into their match with it. It doesn't happen anymore as Kennedy moves to welterweight or whatever happens. I know Dan Kelly's a really big part of the AFC, and he's their main middleweight. He's the number one contender for the belt now.
Yeah.
If Kennedy chooses not to defend that and move down to welterweight, I'd hope I'd be at least one of the names in contention to fight Daniel Kelly
Yeah,
for
yeah.
that belt if it's vacant.
Yeah, I mean, I reckon you could probably entice Stephen Kennedy to come back up to middleweight. You just have to start talking some smack. What did you think of his little performance after his last fight when he got the microphone?
After he got the microphone,
Yeah.
I reckon Kennedy's a bit of a liar, actually. I think Kennedy's a really nice bloke. He's not the spectacle he makes himself
Yeah.
out to be. I get along really well with
Oh, yeah.
Steve Kennedy, and no, I like what he does and I like what he's about.
It's pretty funny. I think he upset a few people though,
Yeah, I know he's good at that. He's up good upsetting a few people, but I don't think any of it's in spite or anything. Actually, yeah, I think he's a real good bloke.
Yeah, cool. Well, we've got a mutual friend of ours. We might see if we can get him on Skype. We'll stir him up a little bit. Yeah, let's have a look if I can work out how to do it. All right. Okay, bear with me. I'm just gonna have to make a call here. All right. Actually, it was his birthday the other day, so he's getting old. And yeah, let's see what he has to say. You do the talking, all right?
You want me to go do the
He'll
talking?
be able to hear. He should be able to hear you, so. I'll upload his photo later for any ladies that want to give him a call.
Wouldn't like that.
Oh, okay. All right. Add to group. Okay. All right. We'll probably lose video while we're on the call, though.
I think we have lost the video.
Yeah. It's ringing.
Hello.
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 How you going, Blinker Benny?
Who's this?
Do you think?
Is
He
this the
calls you Blinker
fucking
Benny.
grasshopper or what?
This is Grasshopper, and you probably
Hey,
shouldn't swear
brother.
because we're on a podcast.
Come on, mate. It's the
Oh my
Fight
gosh.
Factory podcast, episode one. We've got Ben Kelleher on the
Thanks,
line. Happy birthday for the other day, mate. 27. How do you
bro.
feel?
No, I'm 21, bro.
29.
21.
This sounds like you're getting old, but I hope you're
No, no.
feeling young.
What was World War Two like, Benny?
Don't start, bro. I've had the text. I'm not doing this over the phone. I'll come and hook you.
Hey, now after your first match, first fight that you had with Daniel, you guys had a rematch, and then I know you guys have had a jiu-jitsu match somewhere along the line there.
Yes, it
he's
was a
been asking
jiu-jitsu
for a
slash
rematch.
punching fight. We got told off. We got told off for fighting each other.
He's been
I
asking
think
for a
the dude
rematch.
did.
I
Yeah,
wanted. I've
anytime.
decided. I gave you the rematch in MMA, so I think you owe me a jiu-jitsu rematch.
Anytime, bro. I'm just in Darwin. Pop in.
Just pop into Darwin.
Just
pop in, bro. Or I can come to you.
Okay. Think you should come to me, and I think it should be a full gi match.
Ooh, gi
Nah, fuck
match.
gi. I'm not wearing a gi, bro. I'm not
Stop
wearing a gi. I'll
swearing.
come down. Okay, sorry. Don't tell me what to do. It's not your podcast, mate.
Hey, stop swearing. Hey.
Yeah, I'm keen, bro.
All right, let's do it. We'll set it up. We'll set it
Okay,
up.
all right. So this is number four. So you could possibly break even here.
I
I
could
think it's
possibly tie it up, but let's just, for the record, establish that I'm way better looking and a better partier than you. So
a
I'm pretty
better
much fine.
partier.
I mean, well, I don't
Yeah,
even
you
know
told
what
me. I've got the
that
text. I'll send it to everyone.
So what's been happening with you, Benny? I know you went over to fight in one over in Korea.
Top FC. Yeah,
Yeah, on Top
it was
FC,
cool,
but
man.
your knee blew out within the first 20
Yeah.
seconds of the match.
Yeah, it's something I'd rather forget in a hurry, bro. It was
Yeah.
pretty shit. I was pretty depressed afterwards, and I took some time away and jumped off social media and got myself back together.
Yeah, and since then you've had another fight.
Yeah, I've got one next week, but I thought a couple of weeks ago, I just went back to K1 to try and get my confidence back because it's what I like to do.
Yeah.
And had a good win.
Oh, nice. And
Yeah.
what have you got coming up in a couple of weeks?
Next week I'm fighting on Kings of Combat against someone from New South Wales. I don't really care, but it'll be cool.
Yeah.
And then I've got a yeah, there's lots of things lined up. Nick lines me up plenty of stuff, and just make sure that it coincides with my training and my life outside of fighting. It'll be all sweet.
Yeah. Ah, oh, sounds good. All right, well, we
I'm not. I'm
better.
not. I'm not in the. I'm not. I'm not bashing Joe Muir or big lads like Daniel, but I'll be back soon.
You'll be back in the MMA world soon.
Yeah, I'll be back soon, guys.
Yeah, no, looking forward to it. It's always an exciting fight. What about
That's right.
yeah, I suppose yeah, Stephen Kennedy's gone down to welterweight. Yeah, maybe Joe Muir would be a good one.
Yeah, I'll fight anyone, bro. I don't care.
Yeah.
I already asked Steve
Just
to
as long
fight
as it's
me.
not me.
Like, yeah, I won't. As long as when I fight Daniel, it's either while we're having beers or for a laugh, because I'm not. I like him too much now. We're brothers now.
Bit of a
There's
bromance.
there
Yeah,
there is a
we're
romance.
pretty much together. We're pretty much together, so
Yeah.
it wouldn't work.
Yeah, that's good.
No,
All
sorry,
right.
bro. I've got an age limit and it's 26.
Ooh.
You're a wanker.
Hey, check on your social media. I put a tagged in a picture. Just
Oh, sweet.
let me know what you think, me
It's
and
a
Des.
bad picture. I'll come and bash you and Ellis.
Yeah, that's all right. We'll have a gi match too.
Why doesn't Fight Factory podcast sponsor me and Daniel to come to Ellis and we can fight each other on your mats?
Ooh, yeah, I'll look into it.
We'll
We're
have
pretty
a
low budget at the
jiu-jitsu
moment.
exhibition match.
We'll have a jiu-jitsu exhibition, but I can't promise I won't hook him. He kicked me at the last one, so.
Yeah, well, I remember your first one of your first jiu-jitsu matches in at the ND titles, and you're fighting another
A guy
guy,
slapped me.
fighting another guy who hadn't. He was more of a stand-up guy, and it ended up looking like a sparring match
Yeah,
with a little
I think I
jits in the
liked him.
middle.
Yeah, it was good. I got a gold medal, mate, so watch out.
Yeah, you've won a few gold medals, I think, since then.
I'm pretty much a gold medalist jiu-jitsu fighter, if anyone, like, just in case you wanted to know.
You're a current state champion jiu-jitsu.
I'm a current state champion. Even though the NT is not really a state, it's pretty small.
Well,
Don't, like, it's, the medals tell, don't lie, mate.
yeah, that's it.
Okay, Daniel?
I hear.
Actually, yeah, I think you might have won a couple of medals at jiu-jitsu tournaments as well. Is that correct, Grasshopper?
Yeah, it is true. I won just at a white belt level, but I won a gold medal in a open match in a open tournament in Melbourne, and then I got a silver medal in the
Ah, just
GTAs,
the silver. That's
the
sick.
national tournament.
Oh, okay. Just at the
It
Australian
just the
Nationals.
silver.
Just the Australian Nationals. It's
All
a
right.
little bit bigger than the Northern Territory pub rolls or whatever it was you won there, Benny.
Oh,
Oh,
look,
you're the,
I'm
oh
actually,
my
I've got a
God.
jiu-jitsu tournament at the end of the month. I'm going to see what I can do. I've got to get you guys down for the super fight of the century.
Yeah, I'm mate.
I think it'll be no
Do you know
holds
he's not from the
barred,
NT?
no
I'll do it
striking,
for the
fight to the
NT.
death.
Okay,
Fucking hell.
I'm probably going to get you with that scissor sweep again, Benny, just so you know.
I had strapped knee, first of all. Secondly,
He
we were
doesn't
hitting
know
each
what a
other at the
scissor
time, so
sweep
you
is,
can't
so
just
it never
start
happened.
tripping people up with your shit trips.
I'm so confident in my scissor sweep that I'll tell you I'm going to do it and still pull it off.
He did do that. He did
I'll
actually do
announce
that.
it
And then
before
I
I do
told
it.
him I was going to hook him, and I hooked him.
Did you get disqualified at the comp or?
Nah, but the
Almost.
ref broke us up and said, "This is jiu-jitsu. What the fuck, man?" And then we had to box. Sorry for swearing. Oh.
Oh my God. Oh. Anyway,
Anyway,
well, all right. Thanks.
thanks, Benny.
all
See you,
right.
mate.
See you, Daniel. See you, young fella.
All right. Yeah, we just dropped out there for a second. All right. Well, yeah, thanks for coming on, and we'll keep a track of your career now. I think there's big things in store for you. So, yeah, that'll
Yeah,
be.
thanks very much, and yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no worries. All right. Thanks.
Okay, see you
So, all
later.
right, guys, our next guest is Adam Milankovic. He's the director of the AFC. Thanks for coming on the show.
No, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries.
Pleasure.
Yeah, so what made you decide to want to start the AFC?
I've just gone through this story a few times with a few people, but well, I'm just a bolt. I mean, I was more a fan of the sport and just loved the sport and just seen an opening in the market, and there's no one was sort of doing it properly. I've just had a lot of mates doing the sport. I mean, I'm involved in the sport myself. But yeah, so I just thought it was more an idea, and we just sort of had it played around with it at the start and then ran the first promotion. And then from there, just led on to one after the other, yeah, to the other.
Yeah. I mean, like you've ended up with Daniel Cormier's fought on the AFC and James McSweeney, a couple of bigger names from overseas.
Yeah, look, we've had the likes of which is we've had Soa the Hog Pauoli, Hector Lombard, Jesse Taylor. We've had Jeremy May. They're all out of the Ultimate Fighter series. Richie Whitson, they're all at the start.
Yep.
But then yeah, we brought guys down like Sean McCorkle, who fought Soa. So I think like Soa was our heavyweight champ at one stage. He fought, I think, 5 times with us, and then we went through to the UFC. So we've had some pretty big names on the card and through and on our promotion.
Yeah, I mean, you must be pretty proud because I mean, I've never seen any other Australian promotions that have had so many guys, BA, they're all AFC champions, and they've all ended up in the UFC one way or another. So
Yeah,
yeah,
well,
must be.
it's been sort of fortunate for the fact that it's happened that way. But I mean, it's more like, as I said, it's for us. It's not just about making money. Our promotion, I don't think we're sort of just getting there now. But it's just been more about the love of the sport, and just trying to do it right and give these guys a platform, to fight off and sort of get them recognised around the world.
Well, you just had AFC 10, and what the main event was originally Daniel Kelly versus Stephen Kennedy, but that got cancelled. What happened there?
As you probably know, that's been a fight that's been waiting to happen for some time now. It was supposed to happen two or three shows ago, and Daniel Kelly, they all tried out for the Ultimate Fighter series, and Daniel Kelly got selected. There's actually a few boys did, so we had to we actually had a phone call from the UFC, and I released them all out of their contract, which was Jake Matthews, Vic. Daniel Kelly was one of them too, and that was a fight that everyone was waiting to see, because we ran a tournament. And the tournament was structured, so Kennedy and Kelly fought through a tournament, and they were supposed to fight each other at the end. And then yeah, so Kelly went to the UFC. He tried out with the house. We had another show after that, but then yeah, he came back. He's ready to fight again, but he fractured his collarbone about 2 weeks, about 2 weeks out from the fight. So unfortunately, we couldn't have that main event.
Yep. You reckon that one will end up happening down the road?
Yeah, look, we're trying to get it. Our next one's in November, so we're trying to make that happen in November.
Yep.
But I've just got to wait for Daniel to get right first. He'll give me a call next week, and I think he's going to start training next week. We'll give him a couple more weeks, and we'll see how he is.
So I mean, Daniel Hooker just vacated the lightweight title with AFC to get a shot over in the UFC, and he finished his fight over there pretty brutally.
Yeah, he did.
Don't think I've ever seen anything like it in my life, actually. Just the way that guy was going for the leg locks the whole time, and he just kept elbowing him in the face.
Yeah, I mean, Daniel Hooker's he's a supreme athlete. He's one bloke I've always known that's going to get there. He's out of Strikeforce in New Zealand and under Carl Weber, and all those boys, every time they come over to fight, they always bring it. They're just tough boys, and they always come to fight and put on a good show. But he's just won so many fights, and he's just from kickboxing to Muay Thai and mixed martial arts, and even with us, he was sort of no one could beat him. And each time he'd step in the ring, he was just getting better and better and better. And he's just such a young kid. And I was always waiting for it to happen with him. And we were excited when he went there, and just to see him fight the way he did. I think he's got a fight coming up in Japan very soon. I think next week. I think it is, and he's excited. Yeah, he'll go a long way. And I think and good thing with him, he's dropped to 66 now. So I think he's going to be something to watch out for. He's going to be dangerous at 66 kilos.
He's a pretty lanky guy, is he?
He
So
is, yeah,
he had a
very
bit of
lanky.
height for that weight division.
Yeah, I mean, he's walked around at 84 kilos before. I've seen him walking around that weight. So he's good. He knows how to cut weight, which is, my main. A big key in this industry at the moment. That's what everyone's doing. But to get to 66, he's going to be something to look at.
I think that's been a bit of a problem with some of the Aussie guys. They just didn't have the cutting down pat, and then like they've gone over, as you've seen it, like maybe the first tough series that came out, the lightweights look like our welterweights.
Yeah, and that's what's been happening. And I think it's such an important factor. And that's what a lot of these young guys are doing now that are just starting out in the sport. I think one of the main keys is cutting weight. And if you were the likes of people like Hector Lombard, I mean, he's fought with us, but with him, he's dropped to 77 now. Now that guy to get to 77 kilos with the amount of muscle on him is just, I mean, that just shows to what they're doing now to cut. I mean, to get they're having to get to those weights actually to be competitive.
You had Bernardo Trecco win the lightweight title. What do you think of that match?
Well, Bernardo Trecco, he fought. It was the lightweight title was originally supposed to be Nick Banjo Patterson versus Kieran Jobwin, but Banjo got injured. I mean, look, Trecco's got such a good. I mean, he's got a good record. He's had some. His key actually he was actually in the UFC, and he sort of put his hand up to take that place. And look, he's come in, and all credit to him. He won the title and beat Kieran Jobwin.
I mean, it was a hard fought battle too, wasn't all one sided. I think towards the end of the fight there, Karen had a bit of a rally.
Yeah, he did. He did. But look, with Kieran again, he sent me a message actually yesterday, just saying, he was, he wasn't like he was prepared, right? But he just had an off night. I actually tipped Kieran, to tell you the truth. Kieran's just been, he's won a couple of titles recently, and he's just been getting better and better and better. And he's out of the Strikeforce camp, and he was training. He trains with Daniel Hooker. Rate him quite a lot, but look, he had an off night. But then again, Trecco, you can't take the credit off him because he's a tough boy, and he's had a lot of fights, and his experience is just getting better and better. And I mean, look, unfortunately, he went to the UFC. I think what you were saying before with the weight cutting, I think he sort of found it hard fighting a lot bigger guys, and I think that's like you said, that's where it is at the moment.
And he's a jiu-jitsu based guy originally, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. He
Yeah,
is. Yeah.
I think I've seen that quite a bit as well. A lot of the jiu-jitsu, the Brazilian guys that are from the BJJ background, they weren't cutting weight at all. They're
Yeah.
just coming in on weight. I've seen a couple of guys, and I think one of them, I can't remember his name, but he fought Donald Cerrone, and he looked like he was two weight divisions below him. Like a lightweight over there is probably walking around 80 to 82 kilos.
Yeah, true. That's what I was saying with Daniel Hooker before. Like he's gone, he walks around at 80s, and he's dropping to 66 now. So, and but they're learning how to do it from a young age now, which is that's it's an important thing, and that's a big factor in the industry.
Yeah, I mean, there's another guy earlier on in the night, Nick Davis. Maybe not a lot of people know his background, but did you want to maybe tell us a bit about how he ended up getting up on the card and your relationship with him?
Nick Davis, I met 6 months ago, and sort of a bit of built a bit of a relationship with him, and I sort of met Nick more through sort of starting to talk to him a lot more. I actually did a walk through for the Love Me, Love You Foundation, it's for kids with mental disabilities and sort of going through a bit of a hard time. And Nick contacted me after I did that walk, and said he was going through a bit of a hard time, and said he was going through a bit of depression and that. And from there, I just kept talking with Nick every day. We got Nick to start coming down and training with us because we have a sparring session every Monday and Fridays. He's out of Tonks gym, Matt Tonkin, as you know. But he just come down, and it was just more talking to him every day on the phone, and just getting he got his spirit up, and he just started training, and it just sort of for some reason it just took all that crap out of his head, and he just started focusing, and he said to me, "I want to fight." And I thought I took it with a grain of salt at the start, but the guy's just like, his wrestling's unbelievable, his jiu-jitsu's just getting so good, and his stand-up's good too. So I sort of started taking it a bit more serious, and I said, "Well, we want to fight, we're on the card." And at least it gave him something to work for, it gave him something to look forward to and just focus on, and get all the other stuff out of his head. So well, we made a decision and gave him a go, and I matched him up, and he just put his head down, and just it was a real inspiration to everyone at the gym. And I think even myself, just to the fact that what the just the journey he went through over 3 months, I think he was walking around at over 100 kilos. He went from 100 kilos to 84 kilos in 3 months, and just the transition was unbelievable. And to me, like he was an inspiration for to me just to see the dedication and just the way he just put his head down and did it. And he came off with a win as well, which was even better.
Yeah, I think you got that frustration out pretty quickly.
Yeah, he did. But I think he's just the way when I first spoke to him initially, and what he was going through was just crazy. And then just the way he's like, just the transition and the way it was just, as I said, it was real inspiration. And I've got to give him more credit because he just, he stuck to his guns and did what he wanted to do. And, at the end of the day, win or lose, he's a winner in my eyes, just for the fact of what he's gone through and where he ended up.
Yeah, I ended up, I got to train with him at a 6 a.m. session once just before I jumped on a plane. Me and Dave Perna, one of his jiu-jitsu coaches, and just going through a couple of things, and he's just like a sponge, a very, very strong sponge.
He's very strong. He's very strong. He's really strong to roll around with. But no, he's all credit to him. But he's got the bug. He wants to fight again in November. I think with him now, he just sets his goals, and that's good for him. And I mean, that's what not a lot of people don't realize. Like mixed martial arts, they take it and they put the wrong perspective to the sport. And they don't see the things like this to it actually changes people's lives. And as well as I do, it's just but no, there's not too more people need to understand and see how it helps people.
I noticed George Todoropoulos isn't in the UFC anymore. Is he fighting back over in Australia? Is that something you've looked at doing?
I've actually been talking to his management over the last few months, and George looks like he's look we're on the we're trying to do a deal at the moment with him, trying to get him here. He's got a fight. I think his fight is this weekend. I'm just waiting for, was it this weekend his fight? I'm pretty sure.
Is he on
he's
Titan FC?
yeah Titans yeah I'm pretty sure he was fighting this weekend coming up. But he was just fighting to finish his fight, and we're basically hopefully putting a deal together, and we might have him over here as early as November.
I heard a bit of a rumor you've been talking to Darren Lyons, the mayor of Geelong, the craziest mayor in Australia.
Look, we're thinking about doing it. It depends on George, like either this year or next year. We're actually going to stay back in Melbourne in November. But look, either way with George, we'd like to do a show in Geelong with George. I think it would just be good for the crowd. But either way, I think we get that many people from Geelong that sort of that drive down. Sorry, my battery's going flat. But that commute down to Melbourne. So either way, I think you'll pull a crowd, and just having back in Australia and fighting on an Australian card would be good.
I went to the UFC 110 when he fought there, and the crowd was going crazy for him.
You got a big following, and I think look, I think sooner or later he's going to get sick of being overseas and want to come home. And that's, I think that's what he's sort of pushing for at the moment. I think once he comes back and sees the support, you know, the crowd behind him, I think that might change his mind. Look, he's got his family back here, so it sort of all marries up.
Yep. And you've got the Victorian election coming up this year, from what I hear. So
yes.
Which party should everyone be voting for so we can get the cage legalised?
Labor, as everyone probably knows. Look, I think Labor should get in anyway, but yeah. If that's the case, we will have a cage. But look, with us at the moment, we don't. My main thing is just putting on a good card. Yeah. We put a fifth rope at the bottom of the ring just to help, just to give them that extra safety. Yeah. We make our events as safe as possible. But cage will just complement the sport. We all want it, but at the end of the day, we just keep worrying about what we're doing, and you know, when it comes, it comes.
Yeah, because you went up to Albury for was it a couple of shows up there?
Yeah, we did our last show, the one previous in Albury. We did it. Look, I just wanted to run it. For one, we wanted to. We went over the border, and I wanted to, you know, just compliment the AFC and give all the, you know, and give most of our guys an opportunity to fight in a cage.
Yeah,
it's been hard for us because I mean, being a mixed martial arts promotion purely. Not being able to run, you know, a promotion. I mean, one event in a cage was sort of frustrating for all of us, and we've waited so long. But like I said, like when it comes, but yeah. I sort of we just wait till that happens. But it was good, it was great for us just to be able to do it for one, you know, just to run one event in a cage.
Yeah. I think for fighter safety and even just for the fighters themselves, like I've always preferred to fight in the cage. But from what a few people have told me. They like to watch the fights in the ring because they get a better view.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I don't mind either way. For me, the ring. I mean, with Melbourne in one aspect, Melbourne's like sort of still getting educated on the cage. A lot of the crowd that come, you know, they still they don't understand the ground game.
Yeah.
So with the ring, I mean, it's more stood. It's probably the fights are stood up. They stand them up a lot more.
Yeah.
Than whereas the cage, you know, they sort of stay on the ground a fair bit more. But so I think just. Educating the crowd slowly with the ground game, and then just, you know, I think then just sort of transition to the cage, you know, it'll be a big, you know, it'll be good and people will learn and understand it well then.
Cool. All right. Well, yeah, thanks for coming on, having a quick chat anyway. This is our first episode for the Fight Factory podcast. So, we'll try and keep in contact and keep everyone up to date on what's going on around Australia.
So, yeah, no, thank you so much, guys. Great having me. But as I said, our next event's in November the 15th.
Yeah.
We're going to run in the next one. We'll start releasing the card shortly, so we'll keep in touch and we'll chat more and hopefully we can talk about the up-and-coming card very soon.
Yeah, look forward to it. All right.
Awesome.
Thanks for your time. See ya.
Cool. All right, mate. Thank you.
Bye. All right, guys, thanks for listening. I hope you guys enjoyed. We're going to try and keep you guys up to date. So far, I've got Daniel Kelly and Jake Matthews lined up for the next episode. And there's also a bit of a chance that we might get Hector Lombard in sometime soon. So stay tuned.